Imagine having a method to resolve conflicts without damaging relationships or compromising your core interests. Getting to yes introduces principled negotiation, a revolutionary alternative to traditional bargaining that transforms how we approach disagreements. Traditional negotiation often resembles haggling at a market, starting with extreme positions and reluctantly making concessions until reaching a compromise that leaves both parties dissatisfied. This positional bargaining creates unwise agreements, wastes time, and damages relationships. Instead, principled negotiation focuses on interests rather than positions, generating mutually beneficial options and using objective standards to resolve differences. This approach works whether the other party is more experienced, more powerful, or plays by different rules. It's not about being nice or giving in, it's about being simultaneously hard on the problem and soft on the people. Developed through the Harvard Negotiation Project's study of thousands of negotiations across business, government, and international relations, this method has been applied to everything from family disputes to peace negotiations. The core insight? Successful negotiators follow similar patterns regardless of culture or context. They separate people from problems, focus on interests, create options for mutual gain, and insist on objective criteria. We negotiate with humans, not computers. Emotions, values, and perceptions can derail negotiations or become their greatest strength. Consider Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's historic 1977 visit to Jerusalem. Before his arrival, most Israelis viewed him as an enemy. Afterward, they saw him as a partner for peace. By addressing the human relationship first, Sadat created the foundation for the Camp David Accords. Three people problems complicate negotiations. Perceptions, we see what we want to see. Emotions, fear and anger overwhelm rational thinking. And communication, poor listening and misunderstandings. To address these challenges, put yourself in their shoes. Ask, why would a reasonable person take that position, rather than assuming bad intentions? Make emotions explicit. I notice you seem upset about this proposal. I'd like to understand why. Involve them in the process. People support what they help create. In one divorce negotiation, a couple fought constantly about furniture. Exploring their interests revealed the husband wanted items representing family heritage, while the wife needed enough furniture to maintain her lifestyle. Once they understood these different needs, they quickly reached agreement. Consider two people in a library disagreeing over an open window. One wants fresh air, the other wants to avoid a draft. The solution? Opening a window in another room satisfies both needs. This illustrates how opposing positions often mask compatible interests. The most powerful interests are basic human needs: security, economic well-being, belonging, recognition, and control. The Camp David negotiations demonstrate this principle. Israel wanted parts of the Sinai for security, while Egypt demanded full sovereignty. The solution satisfied both: returning the Sinai to Egypt while demilitarizing areas to ensure Israel's security. Many negotiators mistakenly assume a fixed pie, where one side's gain means the other's loss. Four main obstacles block creative solutions: premature judgment, seeking single answers, assuming fixed resources, and believing others' problems aren't your concern. To uncover interests effectively, ask why and why not questions, recognize multiple interests on each side, generate options before evaluating them, identify opportunities for mutual gain, make decisions easier by addressing constraints. A labor negotiation illustrates this approach. When management and union were stuck on wages, exploring deeper interests revealed the union wanted financial security while management feared fixed costs. The solution combined modest wage increases with profit sharing, satisfying both parties' needs. When interests conflict, resolve differences using objective criteria rather than power plays. The classic example is two children dividing cake. One cuts, the other chooses. This simple procedure works because both recognize it as fair. In complex negotiations, rely on fair standards, market value, precedent, scientific judgment, or fair procedures, taking turns, third-party decisions. For example, house purchases often reference comparable sales prices or independent appraisals. To negotiate with objective criteria, frame issues as a joint search for fair standards. Reason and remain open to reason. Yield only to principle, never pressure. Consider a boundary dispute between neighbors. Rather than arguing positions, they agreed to hire a neutral surveyor and accept the results. This transformed a potential conflict into collaborative problem solving. The most important source of negotiating power isn't resources or authority. It's your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, or BATNA. Your BATNA is what you'll do if you can't reach agreement, and the better your BATNA, the greater your power. Consider a job seeker negotiating salary. With another job offer of $75,000, they won't accept less. This BATNA provides confidence and sets their bottom line. Without it, they might accept any offer. To improve your negotiating position, identify your BATNA, improve your BATNA by developing other options, consider the other side's BATNA and their alternatives. Sometimes your best protection is simply knowing you can walk away. As Fisher and Uri note, developing your BATNA not only enables you to determine what is a minimally acceptable agreement, it will probably raise that minimum. Sometimes the other side refuses to play by principled rules. They make personal attacks, dig into positions, or mislead about facts. How do you respond without abandoning your principles or giving in? The answer is negotiation jiu-jitsu, redirecting their energy rather than resisting it directly. When they push, don't push back. Instead, don't attack their position. Look behind it for interests and concerns. Don't defend your ideas. Invite criticism and advice. What's wrong with my proposal? How would you improve it? Reframe attacks on you as attacks on the problem. You think I'm being unreasonable. Let's look at the standards that should apply here. Ask questions instead of making statements. How did you arrive at that figure? Rather than, that's too expensive. Use silence. When faced with an unreasonable proposal, simply wait. For deliberate deception, verify claims independently. For psychological warfare, uncomfortable seating, interruptions, name the tactic and suggest a more comfortable venue. For pressure tactics, take it or leave it, ignore the threat, redirect to the merits, or let them know your BATNA. The principles in Getting to Yes have transformed negotiations across all contexts, from international diplomacy to family disputes, by addressing fundamental human psychology rather than tactical maneuvers. A prime example is the 1979 United Auto Workers negotiation with General Motors, where exploring underlying interests in competing with Japanese manufacturers led to an innovative agreement linking worker pay to company performance. The approach's effectiveness is illustrated by two sisters arguing over an orange, who discovered one wanted the peel for baking while the other wanted the fruit for juice, achieving full satisfaction instead of compromise. This method succeeds by transforming negotiations from confrontations into collaborative problem solving through four key elements: separating people from problems, focusing on interests, generating options, and using objective criteria. In our interconnected world, this approach to negotiation proves invaluable across all situations, creating durable agreements that satisfy interests while preserving relationships.